Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing. Everybody, well, today is Monday, and the date is August 25th, 2014, and we just did our last 8-hour call for the month here. That was yesterday, and if you have any situations, problems occurring in your life, or just something, think of it right now. We'll release the energy for you for that one particular situation. So here we go, releasing the energy. One, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do another one for you. It's like there's more things happening than just the one. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. Now we can charge the light bean up for everybody. So again, what you would like to do is bring up the light bean on your monitor screen. We'll put some peace energy into your room. So here we go. So using the word stronger to increase the light beam energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone, so we'll see if our co-host is on, Cindy. So, Cindy, are you there?
I am here. Thank you so much, Ron, and welcome, everyone. I am so glad that you cleared situations, as you always do, but it really does help, Ron, so thank you. And then, of course, having the light beam, bringing the peace in. Oh, I feel very relaxed, so thank you. I am going to have a note posted saying that tonight's topic is, which free clearing do you prefer and why? And if you'd like to share with us how you used it also, that would be great. And we will be accepting calls tonight regarding that. So feel free to give us a call, and the number is posted in the chat. It's also on the CLS chat intro page, but I'll read it out loud. It is 1-888-627-6008. So feel free to call regarding your favorite free clearing and be prepared to tell us why. So thank you very much for that. You may send email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or put a comment into chat. And testimonials are good, too. Welcome for that. We do have a few emails, and actually two just came in as we've been talking here, Ron. So should we jump to the emails for a few minutes?
Sure, that'd be great, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Well, the first email is a comment thanking the caller on a previous show that said, when doing the Be Here Now, he put his finger in front of his heart. And so the writer says, I do this now by putting my finger in front of my heart while I'm doing the Be Here Now clearing, and I can feel it. Was not able to feel it previously, and so that's interesting. Great to hear. Ron, is there anything else you recommend doing while using the Be Here Now clearing besides stating it out loud?
Yeah, the Be Here Now is good. The finger exercise is good also, doing both together if you like. Well, you may validate that you're here and maybe feel the energy changing. You could also, you know, maybe do the crown chakra disconnect. That's a good one to do to make yourself feel better, or even get rid of the head connectors. So I would say in the be here now, you know, we're talking kind of about, you know, being here. What can take you out is having those alien head connectors on you. So I'm just kind of looking at ways that they're interfering with you, and normally it's through those connectors. So if you got rid of that, and it may be even a satellite timeline crash, but just the head connectors can help you with the be here now. So, in fact, we'll do it right now. So we're going to take everybody, and I'll put you back maybe an hour from now. So here we go. I'll count to five. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So now you're kind of on the timeline an hour from now, you know, in the past. You know all about it. And maybe you're now thinking about getting on the program in an hour. So you're an hour in the past. And now we're going to bring you into this moment. So I'll count to five. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So you just traveled 1 hour of time in about 5 seconds. So there we go. Now you're here. Now what we're going to do is, this is where you normally would be with the Be Here Now. So I'll just add a little more energy as if you had the Be Here Now clearing on. So I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to do the head connectors. Just see if there's a difference on you recognizing that. So head connectors. So I'll count to 10 to release them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. So just see, maybe you're a little more alert. You know, maybe you just feel slightly different because the interference that would tend to take you out of the moment might be released. Remember, they got to connect with you somehow. And the head connectors is the easiest way. And that could take you sideways, maybe make you, you know, be forgetful a little bit or something. So we'll just see what kind of comments we got on that. So back to you, Cindy.
Oh, great. Thank you so much, Ron. You brought up a good point about the head connectors. Ron's clearings are at creationlightship.com, and there are several, I'll say, topics, including clearings and reference information on the left-hand side of creationlightship.com. The free clearings are on the left. You'll first see the healing login key, and then recommended healings, and then the free healing sample underneath. And there's a pull-down menu for that, and we'll show you the free clearings that we were talking about earlier. And then I believe the head connector is listed on the left side, too. Otherwise, you can go to the search, which is at the top the top left of creationlightship.com, and put in head, and I'm pretty sure that's going to pop up. So that is really good. Thank you for that. And it'd be interesting if somebody would call or share information on what else they utilize to feel better with the Be Here Now. In the chat, there's a note saying that the light beam is really glowing tonight. So that's interesting. Send a chat or an email. Let us know if you're seeing something different with the light beam. Ron, I know that you have often told us that the light beam can change colors. Do you think there's any difference as to the intensity that we see? Is it something in ourselves?
Possibly, yeah. It may be, let's just say that the light beam is always the same, okay, when it gets energized. And so maybe you're having maybe a little more of a consciousness, and it's able to come through some of those blockages that you may have with your eyes. So let's say one day you know you're listening to the program, and you have eight pair of sunglasses on in front of your eyes, okay? And so you're only allowing to see certain things on the light beam, okay? Another mm-hmm. day, maybe you do clearings, and all of a sudden, you go, wow, you know, I'm seeing more. Maybe you got five, you know, of these on you. So possibly that could be, you know, what you're looking at is having less veils or energies in front of you. So you may be seeing more energies off the light beam. So, but the light beam really shouldn't change from, you know, one day to the next, because it's coming in, and it's coming in with source energy. So the perception that you have would be of your own self, and not the light beam being weaker or stronger on different days. So back to you, Cindy.
Very interesting. Thanks for sharing that. So another comment is, excellent evidence of clearing. Woohoo! And that's in regard or response to your explanation, Ron. And we have another comment in the chat, mind and heart more aligned now. That's a good thing, for sure. Okay, well, let's see here. We have another email. Friday night, there were several questions and testimonials that we didn't have a chance to get to, and I just wanted to read a couple and see what we could talk about regarding that. One question is, do we need to do a timeline crash before we do the space crash, meaning the space-time crash, I believe, space-time crash?
Normally not, but you know, the only reason why you would do the space-time is because you realize that you are on a timeline. But you could go through there and just use it as a separate clearing and say, gee, where am I lost in space? What happened to me? Possibly, let's just say that you were in a coma, okay? Or you went out and you got, you know, you went on a, you know, jokingly, say a 7-day drunk or something, you know? And you know what that was. And so now, looking at that, oh, well, I wonder where I was. I don't remember anything. So what I'm sort of saying is, at that point, you may want to do a space-time crash to when you know that you weren't here. Okay? So that's kind of how I would look at that. You know, to know that you are bringing yourself back from a given time frame. And space-time could be used all by itself as a separate clearing. Normally you want to do it, you know, after, you know, you have done a timeline crash, because then you're associating yourself with being on a timeline. But, yeah, by all means, you could do it whenever you choose to. Like I said, to have some fun with it, just go through and pick some key dates in your life and just see very possibly if you're, you know, still out there lost in space. So, back to you.
Thank you, Ron. The chatter that listed that question is in the chat room tonight and listening, too. So, I hope that clears it up. If it doesn't, go ahead and send us another question, and then we can go from there. Okay, let's see here. Well, we have a testimonial regarding the entity teleconference. And, okay, let me see. I have to open it up a little more. All right, the entity teleconference was very helpful for me today. I had been to the dentist for extensive work on my teeth, including mercury fillings removed. Both the dentist and the hygienist were there. did the shrink wrap constantly and felt better after the entity release teleconference tonight. I recommend it for any or after any medical procedures. And there's a footnote, by the way, I also asked the light beans to help with extra hungry entities. It seemed to work. Eating very healthy tonight. Oh, well, that's an interesting slant on that, too. I wanted to mention that since the entity teleconference came up, I wanted to mention that Ron has teleconferences weekly, and Tuesday is the cord removal teleconference, Thursday is the clone body removal teleconference, and Friday is the entity removal conference, which is what that writer was indicating. Highly recommend after medical procedures. And then Wednesday is the healing conference call. It's Creation Lightship Healings and Water Activation. And then for the monthly calls that Lon does for us, the September timeline will be posted on the website in a few days. Unless, Lon, do you know what the dates are for September that you want to share?
Let me pull it up here. I'm looking.
Okay.
I am thinking that it will probably start, I don't know yet. I'm deciding if I want to start it on the 13th or on the 6th. So right now, I don't know.
Okay. Everybody stay tuned. Be sure and check the creationlightship.com. Event information up at the top, and you'll see the dates change from August to September, and then, and if we know Wednesday, of course, we'll talk about it too. So, that's great. And let's see, another email. Well, this question has to do with spirit retrieval. The question is, when linking a name with yours for spirit retrieval on the crown chakra clearing, should their name be removed when doing the spirit integration portion? So this person is putting two names in the clearing for the crown chakra.
Well, I don't, each clearing like that, you should just leave your, you know, if you're doing a clearing for someone else and you want to do each one separately, is that what the question is?
Well, it sounds like the person is putting both names on the crown chakra clearing, but when she gets down to the spirit integration portion, she wonders if it should be taken off. And I guess I was with the perception that we would only put one name.
Yeah, I was
on
too, yeah. Yeah, you should only put one name on a clearing, yes.
Okay. So then that remedies the splitting it off during the spirit integration. Now, Ron, you've told us before that if we even run two separate clearings on the same computer, we could have mixed energy, right?
Yes, that is correct,
So definitely if we put two names, our name and somebody else's name, on the same clearing, that would definitely stand true. So, well, I'm glad that you clarified that for us. If anyone has any other thoughts or questions regarding that, that would be great. Let's see here. Well, we do have a question on the chat. Can we be brought back from lost in space? Probably
what?
A comment to the space timeline crash. Go ahead.
Yeah, the timeline crash can help you you know, bring yourself back from something, yes. So that was your kind of asking.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if you feel like you've been, you know, out of sorts, like I said, you're on that 7-day drunk or something, you know, and you don't know what happened, yeah, the timeline crash can, you know, bring you back. So that's very, very important. You know, that's why we have timeline crashes. And it's been also due to lost in space, you know, because you could be lost, you know, out there someplace and may not be good for you. So, yeah, you want to do that clearing.
Well, excellent. This just brought up a good point. You just brought up a good point about being lost in space. I am having oral surgery on Thursday morning, and I will be, they'll be using anesthetic for it. So when I'm done with that and I come home, I mean, I'm assuming I'm going to be lost in space, right? Would that
be
right?
If you were put under, we'll say, then yeah, very possibly you would be lost in space.
So I better be doing a timeline crash.
I would do a timeline crash. I would do the timeline would be great. Just trying to see what else you could do. Because you need to stay connected, maybe just outside of your body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, your spirit could be just outside of you. So you may want to, boy, I guess it'd be a rough one to look at.
Do the be here now and the finger exercise.
Yeah, you can do that once you get back, yeah.
Right. Are you thinking of something that can be done before the appointment?
Yeah, before and during, yes, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that could be done before to put me into the right, or anybody really that has a medical procedure they're going under anesthetic? Is there something that could be done for a clearing to set us in the right position?
Yeah, I'm looking. I would just use the be here now on the timeline. Do a timeline craft for, you know, during that particular interval of time that you're in.
Okay.
You definitely want to be, you know, in your body.
Right.
Okay, you know, or at least, you know, close to it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to talk about this because your spirit probably won't want to come in. It may want to check with you, you know. So it may come in and out when they're not doing your particular maybe surgery or something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, in my case, they're telling me it should only take, like, 5 or 10 minutes, though for anyone else out there having a medical procedure where they go under, I think I would do it multiple times, actually. Well, that's good. There's another note regarding the loss of space. Let's see, I've been doing loss in space from 3 years old until now.
Well, that's good.
So, yeah. Wow. Well, that brings up a good point. How important is it for us to go back in time?
Yeah. Going back in time is, you know, you want to kind of look at what, how far back you want to go. And actually, you know, anything that you do is good. Because, you know, every day you may be out there at some point. So
mm-hmm.
I connect with, you know, looking at situations that, you know, might be complicated for you. Like a situation, maybe you got in an argument and get really upset, well, you're probably out of your body, so you can be lost in space with entities hopping in. So, you know, like I said, have fun with that clearing, you know, because you might all of a sudden, you know, let's say that a part of you that knew how to roller skate left, okay? Let's just look at that, okay? And so now you look at your roller skates and wonder why you have them. And you bring that part back that knows how to roller skate, you may go, wow, this is fantastic. Now I can roller skate. Remember, because when a part of you leaves, it may have that information. So that's kind of how you want to look at the situation.
Okay.
So by bringing yourself back, you're bringing back, you know, parts of you that may know how to do something. Remember, your spirit takes on. Your spirit's not neutral. It takes on the energies of you, just like your emotional body. But you could be losing part of your talents by having your spirit lost in space. So back to you, Cindy.
Wow.
And also, if your spirit's out of your body, you see, when you have, say, a tooth pulled or something, you know, and you're kind of knocked out, then it doesn't know about what happened to you. So it'll just know the last blueprint of when you had, you know, that tooth that may have been infected or something like that or whatever's going on. But when it comes back to you, it's going to know if the tooth is gone. So you may want to do a clearing on yourself to help yourself out. You know, that missing part of you. And then also, you don't want your spirit to have that contaminated blueprint of your, you know, bad tooth or gum or whatever. So you may want to do a timeline crash on the whole situation.
Okay.
So let's just say that maybe all of a sudden you woke up a week ago and you go, oh, man, my jaw hurts, my tooth hurts, you know, if the wind's coming along, I got a cracked tooth, whatever, you know. Now, if you get rid of that week of pain and trauma on timeline crashes, then that also can get you off of the alien timelines and get back into when you were okay without the pain. I'm not saying that your tooth is going to be better, but the pain will be gone. So that's kind of how, you know, you want to look at that. And like I said, have fun with those timeline crashes, you know, on the space-time. Because you may find yourself getting, you know, a lot more intelligence. And also what helps everybody immensely is if you end up doing the clearing, that's the education clearing. So just thought I'd throw that one out there. Because that will definitely help to make you maybe retain information quicker, feel better. You know, it deals with the education part of you. It's hard to describe this. I'm not going to say you're going to be a genius overnight, but you may be able to retain more information or connect the dots. So let's just say that you're able to connect the dots easier. And that's what it's for.
Well, that's exciting.
Yep.
Interesting. Well, thanks for those tips. And again, this is information that would help any of us after we have a medical procedure. And I'd say even if we don't go under anesthetic because of the pain, the option of having a pain, the spirit would leave our body. Wow. Well, thank you, Ron, for that. I see here, here's a question on the chat. Will it bring back memory too, Ron, if we were on a drunk for a weekend in your past?
It could. as possible.
Great. And another comment is, what about the shrink wrap for the pre-procedure?
Yeah, that might work too. But you do have somebody actually invading your system, you know, as they're going into your mouth. You know, the shrink wrap might not work because they are coming into your energetic system.
Yes. So that probably wouldn't work, but afterwards.
Yes, afterwards.
Bring it back in. Go ahead.
Well, do we have anybody commenting, you think, on what they felt like by what I did earlier here?
No, not yet. Not yet. There's a couple other comments, but feel free to call 1-888-627-6008 if you'd like to comment on that information or the clearing that Ron did today for us. Let's see here. There's a comment on the chat. Well, this is regarding the favorite clearing, death barcode removal, and the same person said also the alien remote viewing removal.
Yep, that sounds like a good one.
Mm-hmm. And that's saying why, so if you'd like to share with us why you feel those are your favorites, you know, how that helped you, that would be great. And let's see here. Ron, earlier you mentioned about the alien head connector, and on the left side of creationlightship.com, I would say maybe halfway down on the left side is the alien head connector clearing. Let me see if I can get that. Alien head connection removal clearing, and it is free. It's under the subtitle of alien attack removals, and there's maybe approximately 10 recommended, and a few of those are free too. So just wanted to mention that. And let's see. Well, this is an email regarding zillions of tiny lights in the sky, even in the sunshine. And the writer wants to know if they're related to magnetic bodies, or what are they, and how can she clear them? Zillions of tiny lights.
Yeah, well, it could be not on your timeline, so timeline crashes. Space clearing, I would think that if you see something, are they going to be connected to you, whatever that would be. So you know, you'd want to work on something that will tend to get that energy away from you or disconnected from you. So I would probably start with, you know, if I saw that myself, I would think, oh, how are they going to hook up to me? So alien head connector would be a good one to do. So from there, you know, the Be Here Now, naturally, you're probably going to be doing. Remote viewing might be what I would probably concentrate on. So if you can see them, I would probably do the remote viewing one. Just try to get them out of your energy field. Because remember, they made you look at them, okay?
Ooh.
Because remember, you're doing something, okay? And you can look anywhere you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, you were forced as a robotic program, you know, connection to them. somehow they made you turn your head to look at them. So they go, oh, gotcha. Much like we talk about seeing numbers, you know, 10-10, 11-11, or whatever, 12-12 on your digital clock. And I really love the person talking about getting an analog clock. I mean, can you imagine how frustrating that would be for the aliens? They can't validate you anymore because the clock doesn't have the numbers exactly printed out, you see. It gets it,
right.
It gets it analog versus digital. So that's interesting. I really thank that person, whoever they were, for sharing that because, it's, you know, you're not really going to know what it is. Plus, that on the clock, it stays on for a whole minute. So you got 1 minute stuff connecting to you.
That's interesting. I know someone sent an email regarding the impact that made on him when he changed over to analog.
Yeah.
And because of your, you know, your speaking about their checking in with us or keeping it connected to them. It's almost overwhelming to think that they're that intense and that not persevered, but, you know, so controlling, and which is the whole point of Creation Lightship and why you created so many different healing combinations for us, because of their intensity. They just don't give up.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, because the main thing is don't give up. Figure out a way around something, you know?
Right.
You know, just
start
doing...
Well, yeah.
Go ahead. You know, and see which one seems to work for you and, you know, see how you're hooked up.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, we do have a great toolbox to help us at creationlightship.com. There's over 500 combinations. So, and not only that, you created the special clearing for us. So if our issue doesn't quite fit into the other 499 or so, then we'd be able to use that too. So that is great. We do have some feedback regarding favorite clearings in the chat here. Let me just see. Okay, emotional clearing is my fave. Keeps removing densities and promoting peace. How often should a person run the emotional clearing, Ron?
Well, you only run it after you do your whole lifetime when you feel, you know, situations coming to you. So, you know, if you have a pretty peaceful day, then really there's probably no reason to do it until you actually feel a situation happening to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only reason why you'd want to do it, because if you feel like you got hooked up into somebody else's reality, and then you feel that you're on the emotional roller coaster ride.
Right.
So you know, I'd say once a week if you have the unlimited just to run it. And then you want to put in typically a situation, civic incident that you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
But you should be actually, you know, pretty good. And then,
right.
You know, if you didn't catch anything, then that will happen to you again, what you didn't catch. And eventually it'll start to fester without you knowing about it. And you're going to be seeing more of the same thing happening. And remember, it takes a lot of energy on the emotional stuff to have people connect to you. So remember, what's happening now is that your emotions, if you haven't had that clearing, you know, they're just ripe, you know. They're festering a lot. And so just a little situation can trigger you, where on the other thing is just maybe something that came out of your basement area, we'll say out of you, you know, below the iceberg, and it popped up. And it may not be that big of a deal. So, but it is good to have it cleared. So, you know, and you're going to know if you start feeling yourself getting upset, you know, your stomach kind of churns when you think of something, or, you know, a good way to check out the emotion is to scan your day. Just scan it, looking back on what happened to you, and those key issues will pop up. If the person would have mentioned something in judgment, and then by doing so, you know, you're going to realize that, yeah, there's an emotion tied there.
Mm-hmm.
So back to you, Cindy.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent point. Okay, the person that mentioned their favorite being death barcode removal says that felt more whole after the death barcode removal. Oh, and then also after the alien remote viewing, which is the second favorite, this person felt more privacy. So that is great. Let's see, another comment. I also run the Earth Protect and remote viewing a lot. Spirit integration several times a day. So the person hasn't stated why they feel those are still good for them. Maybe they'll add that on. We do have another email. Reads, hi, Ron. My friend and I have been doing your healings and listening to you for almost 6 months. We have each done the emotional body, all the free clearings, and timeline crashes and alien attack. Feel great. Life improving every day. Here is my question. My friend keeps talking about God, saying God bless you and saying Jesus is with me, etc. I cannot understand why she stubbornly sticks to this old energy and wonder if she's even getting all the benefits of the CLS clearing. Excellent question. Ron, are you there?
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode might be what the person needs, because they're really hooked up into, you know, that program. Remember, everything is programs here. And so typically she got programmed by that information. And some things, old habits and patterns, you know, sometimes you just can't get rid of them easily, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that is kind of subconscious, you know, that she's doing. It's kind of like, you know, when you eat, you pick up a fork with your hand really without even thinking about it, you know. So, you know, I would kind of say that possibly, you know, if there's something that she's saying that she doesn't really know she's saying, and just a program running. Well, that's kind of how I would look at it. You know, it's just a program, doesn't know that she's doing it, and maybe just not even thinking about it when she says it. You know, it's like that. Somebody sneezes and naturally, you know, it's either Gesundheit, which is German for God bless you, or, you know, same thing. And it's just an automatic thing because you've heard it so many times before. And it's hard to stop yourself, because after you say it, then you finally look at what you said and you go, oh, rat, I said that again, you know, but it's kind of like an automatic program. So you may want to timeline crash that to get rid of it. So, but I would do the 2000 Year of Darkness barcode on her and maybe run it, you know, maybe a half a dozen times. It'll take some time, you know, to do it because it is, you know, a long clearing. But that's what I would do and just see if she changes. Maybe you could do it, you know, maybe just go back the last 100 years, which takes the longest, and just see if that tends to release it from her or him. So, yeah, you know, those are ingrained things that, you know, and it doesn't mean that she believes it, okay? It just means that, that she has it memorized.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Interesting.
Yeah. And so the person that wrote the email can either offer to do that that offer or invite that person to do that clearing for themselves, or she could do the clearing for her friend, and maybe that'll help jumpstart.
Yeah, and they could both do it. You know, that would be good, mm-hmm. too, if it happens.
Well, that's true, because it's now in her consciousness.
Yeah, and not that person bought the bit about doing it, you know? If they've been listening to the programs and they bought the bit, then now you know that you have a probably robotic program working, you know, some kind of mind control thing going. And then that could be the head connectors. So it all depends how the person responds to it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way of looking at it, analyzing, you know, your friend, and just to see where they're stuck. So if anybody's listening and they're wondering why we're talking about that, that isn't that a good thing to say or something, well, you want to be in the moment. You don't want to be attached to anything. And that's what we're trying to do, is get people disattached from energies that's lowering their consciousness, which means that you have less spirit energy. So the program here is about getting more spirit with you, and then you're not going to raise your frequency, but you'll have more of who you are with you. And a lot of people talk about that as raising their frequency, and that's not exactly the right words. You're just becoming more of who you are. So in order to become more of who you are, you need to get rid of the crud, the baggage, to do so. And you have to get rid of the stuff in order to have something come in. It's like having a full glass of water. You know, you can only, you know, if you put any more in, it'll spill over the side. So your spirit can't come in because there's no space for it. So you need to get rid of the judgments, everything else that is stored in your body. So if you think about it, your spirit is supposed to be completely 100% with you in your body. And nothing else should be preventing it from doing that or in there to take the place of your spirit. And that's like entities and shapeshifters and things that people have. And then also maybe other things that, you know, we know nothing about. But your spirit initially was fully with you when you were born. And the only reason why you're not that way now is because your spirit, your body got taken over. You got possessed by all these other energies. So it's there holding space inside of you, and your spirit should be there. So that's the whole thing, is you want to get rid of things that popped up, patterns, addictions, mindsets that you brought up from your past or you learned in this lifetime, which probably related to the past anyway, but different wordings. And you want to get rid of that stuff so you can become free and free yourself and to be peaceful. And when you free yourself, then you become peaceful because these energies are no longer with you to control you. So you want to be in the now, in peace, just like you were when you were a baby. So back to you, Cindy.
Ron, would you be able to do that clearing for us tonight?
Well, which one of the... the one, the 2,000-year... darkness one is pretty rough. You know, though that's a long,
okay,
long.
You know. Sure, and that's a free clearing on the left side of creationlightship.com.
Yeah,
what was the other one that you mentioned?
Yeah, that goes back to 2,000 years ago. So, you know, I could do the be here now. So here we go, releasing the energies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that should help you out a little bit. Back to you, Cindy.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Another note, comment says, I also run the Earth Protector remote viewing. Oh, I think I may have read that already. Anyway, spirit integration several times a day. I already read that one. But that was worth reading again, reminding everyone to run the spirit integration clearing. And Ron, you were recommending to do that after all the clearings.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah, typically,
and,
yeah. That helps out a lot to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And even you're running a clearing, you know.
Right. So that particular part of the clearing does reside at the end of several of clearings, not all. So if you, you're not sure what clearing that you can find that spirit integration on CLS intro page at the bottom, there are reminders and it gives you a link to the creationlightship.com clearing that you can use for that. And let's see, we have, what do we have, about 5 minutes left, Ron?
A little bit less, shall we? Should probably stop at about 56 after.
Okay, and I would just look at that. It is the 2,000-year barcode, 2,000-year darkness barcode removal that has a spirit integration clearing that you could jump in and use that. So we do have another email regarding favorite free sample clearings, and this reads, being a part of Gray Skies is powerful. I love watching the radar and weather system. You can see right on the screen that holes in the storm, and they go around my city, winter, summer, storms, everything. And she lists, I love all of the free sample clearings. Also, she said she just listened to the archive that explains the ski project. It was great to hear that information again, and that's the June 3rd, 2011 show regarding the ski project. And I just can't remember what that's about, Ron. Do you?
Not exactly, no.
Okay, so everybody check it out and report back to us. I'll check it out, too.
That's
so thank you very much. Great. Well, thanks so much for your emails and your chat comments. And anyone out there that is not on chat, if you'd like to send an email later to clsquestions@yahoo.com, your testimonials and even listing your favorite free clearings and why is very helpful for everybody and gives them an idea of where they could use a clearing maybe they haven't thought of before. So that would be great to do that. And let's see here, there's another email. It's a pretty long email, so I'm thinking we'll save that one. Here's another quick thank you. Dear Ron, thank you so much for the shrink wrap tool. It is making such a difference in my life. I have a note to remind me on my front door and in my car. I really noticed if I ever forget, always slimed if I'm not protected.
Great. Okay.
Yes.
I guess we'll end the program here. So here we go. So let's do the mind to heart drop and get everybody heart centered. So dropping down, and I count from 10 to 1 backwards, but we need to command your spirit out loud first to do this for you. And the counting will just kind of guide it to where it needs to go to. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody, you should be heart-centered. And thank you, Cindy. And our next program that we have for conference calls will be tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, 5:30 Pacific. And we do people that have energetic quartered you doing those releases to get rid of these energies. So thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cindy. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron, for all the clearings. Thanks, everyone, for participating.